This is Pierre Tristam, editor of FlectorLive.com, with your weekly reality check. In the last few weeks, every local government has grappled with a new law legalizing a version of medical marijuana. It's not been a good show. While Flagler Beach, Palm Coast, and Flagler County look like they're going to allow medical pot dispensaries before long, too many of their elected ones got there by being more patronizing than respectful of the 71% of voters who approved medical marijuana last November. By the time the three local governments came around, they had narrowed the zones where dispensaries will be allowed. That's unnecessary. Bunnell, which continues to have issues with the 21st century, is choosing to ban dispensaries outright. The problem with these elected ones is their willful illiteracy regarding medical pot, or any kind of pot for that matter. In the past 6 weeks, I watched politicians on every local government board peddle all sorts of misconceptions and outright falsehoods about pot to justify their fears and their misguided public policies. At one point, a Flagler Beach city commissioner said she feared that allowing dispensaries could open her city to 50 of them if nearby cities banned them. Aside from the impossibility of such a scenario, the question must be asked, so what? They're legitimate businesses, not whorehouses or gambling parlors, and they'd certainly be more useful than a church on every other corner, as in Bunnell. So what are the politicians afraid of? They can't really tell you. All they speak of is personal experience and vague assumptions they can't back up beyond anecdotal stories. That's the case with the troika that came within a puff of banning dispensaries at the county commission. I asked one commissioner point blank to show evidence that marijuana, any kind of marijuana, is either a gateway drug, it's not, or a danger anywhere near that posed by, say, alcohol. He couldn't, because it doesn't exist. He later came around telling me that while he still considers pot bad, at least he now understands, after speaking with pharmacists, that it can be a useful substitute for people battling opioids. Well, there is that. But it shouldn't have to go that far, which is not far enough when the end result is still misguided restrictions of the sort Flagler Beach, Palm Coast, and the county are all adopting. The restrictions won't shut down dispensaries by any means. Some zoning will still make room for them, but the restrictions, even within some commercial districts, send the wrong message. That dispensaries are a lower caste of business, which shows government contempt for the people who will use them, and that misconceptions still trump evidence. If you're not ready to go back to prohibition and ban alcohol, you have no leg to stand on by looking to ban or restrict pot, other than the old standby, it's illegal. Yes, it is, but medical pot no longer is, and relying on war on drug liturgy to justify restrictions on now legalized medical pot is like going back to the Book of Deuteronomy to justify stoning gays. You could still claim to have cruel old tradition on your side, but not evidence, certainly not justice, fairness, compassion, and so on. Unfortunately, Deuteronomy, like sadism, is making a hell of a comeback in our public policies. This is Pierre Tristam, editor of FlagrantLive.com, your 24-hour online news source. Thanks for listening.